facility today and before noon, and we get them signed up and ready to go. We want every girl to have a chance to participate in softball and learn the game and have lots of fun. Having fun, though, Coach, it's Senior Babe Ruth time. You guys are actually going to be starting your first game just 1 week away, but an important part of starting your season is having the resources to do it, and every year you guys have a really nice spaghetti supper to help get the fundraising going for the year.
Absolutely, Jason. We have our annual spaghetti supper tonight at the Eagles Club here in Alvia. We're going to serve from 5 to 7. It's a free will donation. The money goes to help for the team expenses, equipment, and like trips to Colorado, like last season we took at the end of the year. So we really appreciate it. It's a nice time to nice place to come out and meet the players. They'll all be there. Come out and have them serve you some food and enjoy the company and get ready for some baseball next week. We've got scheduled games starting next weekend, so.
You guys get it flying when the snow's still flying sometimes, which is always interesting. The weather this time of year can go from 80 one week and to snow and 30s. Coach, you get some. I don't call them seniors. They are your seniors into high school, but they're your 17, 18 year old guys that are in their last year of Senior Babe Ruth. And in every program, you've got to have those guys that have been around the program to kind of lead you. And you really do have a solid group of not just really quality baseball players as leaders, but as men, because they are some of the best leaders in the school.
Absolutely right. I mean, you've heard me say it before, but this group of seniors absolutely looks like one of the best classes we've ever had. I've known these boys since they were young. They like the game of baseball. They work hard and they lead by example at practice. And that's what means the most, because if they're not doing it, the young guys aren't going to see what needs to be done.
Coach, how many guys you got out this year? You always have a really nice turnout, and it's important to build the depth of our high school program with the beginning of the Senior Babe Ruth. So tell us a little bit about the depth of your team.
We have 20 kids out, and I want to mention the seniors personally. We have Gabe Gravert, Ethan Gray, Austin Luce, and Christian Summers, four outstanding seniors. We have 10 juniors. We have four sophomores and two freshmen. That's a total of 20. It's about what you need, really, in the spring, because we have golf and track and soccer and tennis and lots of other activities going on that we have to compete with, and we want the boys to be able to do everything they want to do. So in order for that to happen, we need extra players some weekends, and it works out good. So we've got a good group of guys. Special thanks to the coaches, too, that helped me. Travis Patton, Phil Brown, Scott Conley, Drew Yarkowski. Special thanks to Len Osing for being the secretary, and, of course, to Boyd and Jim for all the resources and equipment they provide for our Senior Babe Ruth program.
It was a great program. You guys have been very successful, been to lots of national tournaments, and always competitive. What type of team are you going to play out there this year? I'm just going to give my two cents. When I look at this team, I see a bunch of guys that you can just interchange and put about any place on the baseball diamond.
You're absolutely right. I was sitting down writing down what guys played where last night, and I came up with every single kid could play infield, and 18 out of 20 could play outfield. So if you have that going on, you got versatility. And my outlook for this team is lots of base hits, moving runners up, manufacturing runs, probably not a lot of the long ball, but a lot of good contact hitters, and got a lot of good team players. And we don't have dominant pitching, but we have solid pitching. We have like 11 pitchers, five catchers, so we're deep in both them spots. And I look for a good season out of the boys, as long as they work hard and give it their all, get ready for their high school season. That's what we're after.
Coach, I know you got a lot going on your plate. Got to get to lots of the softball tryouts, and you got to get ready for a spaghetti supper. But trying to get all this stuff in with all the other activities going on, getting a practice in is difficult. But getting a practice in where you can actually be outside and participate on a diamond, not inside in the gym where you don't have the height or the distance, and certainly not the playing surface.
Yeah, we have not been outside for a practice other than maybe playing catch in the parking lot a little bit at the complex. But that doesn't really alarm me too much. I mean, game time situation is what you want anyway. Not that we don't want a few outdoor practices, but the field conditions are going to look like they're going to be pretty soft, especially if we get some of that rain coming up tomorrow. Hopefully we won't get it. If we don't, we'll probably get outside once or twice this week. And like I said, we're away next Saturday at Sheridan and at home next Sunday. So season gets started with four games next weekend if field conditions permit.
Coach, real quick, let's take a look at kind of a glance ahead at what's in store for your team, because once you guys get going, you get going.
Yeah, we have There's 12 teams in our league this year, which is a record. I mean, there's teams from Sheridan, Eddyville, Twin Cedars, Oskaloosa, two from Ottumwa, Knoxville's back in, Davis County, Cardinal of Eldon, Fairfield, and Van Buren. So it's a very, very big conference. We won't get to play everybody in the conference, but once we start, we have four games the first weekend. Then Wednesday night, the 27th of March, we go to play the Ottumwa Legion as kind of an exhibition. Then Easter weekend, we just have the home dates on Saturday. Then it's four games a weekend for three weekends straight after that. And then the state tournament is the 27th and 28th in over in Oskaloosa, if we would happen to qualify for that.
Well, Coach, we're going to meet some of your seniors here. I know you're always excited for baseball, but it's nice to know that it's just around the corner for you guys. It's right now, but summer may be knocking on our door here.
Absolutely. We're excited for the warm weather, and I know the boys are itching to get outside. It's great to have the hitting facility. It's nice to get outside when you can, though.
Absolutely, Coach Bill Anderson, the coach of the senior Babe Ruth baseball team. If you have a young lady looking for some softball, you can see Bill, because he not only wears the baseball hat, he's also got the softball cap on. And they're out there getting the girls signed up today. If you haven't got them signed up, you can do so at Hitting Pitching Clinic. Coach John Henry is in the house. We're going to talk with him about the amazing run that he just went through. But when we come back, we're going to talk to three of these outstanding seniors that are helping build the program and keeping it going where it's going with this outstanding baseball program. Senior Babe Ruth and Albia Blue Demon Baseball. When we come back to the Corner 34 and 5, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
So you've found the right home. Now at Community First Credit Union, we have the right rate. See, First is offering a 15-year fixed mortgage as low as 2.5%. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
Havana Brown! Red One! Miss Worldwide! Miami, Morocco, to Australia, to the world.
The Super Bowl, the Cyclones, and the NCAA's road to the Final Four. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country KIIC.
Now that's bringing a Jay Mill running the board today. Place of Scotty Fry. We're here at the Corner 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner underway. Brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't forget Stump the Chumps, just 1 week away. And, of course, the NCAA committee will announce the participants for this 2013 tournament, and we will talk about them on Tuesday night, keeping our fingers and our toes crossed that both the Hawks and Cyclones make it. Cyclones, I think, are locked. Hawks, not so much. But you never know. Could happen. Right now we're talking baseball, Senior Babe Ruth baseball, and I've got three of the outstanding seniors on this Blue Demon baseball team. We'll start with Gabe Graver. Gabe, I look out there and I watch you play, and I say, man, he has learned so much from me from the neighborhood all those years out playing baseball in my backyard. And no, you know what, I'm going to give you lots of credit for your baseball talents, but the thing I'm most impressed with you is that, you know, through all the sports, you really have been an outstanding leader for your teammates and a really good example of hard work, determination, and just being a quality person. And of all the things that the person could hope for, those would be the things that I think your parents are probably most proud of. I know I am as well.
Yeah, I've just always put others in before myself, just when I'm playing sports.
Well, that's what leaders do. You lead by example, and you've done that. And now you know you're really in a busy time of year, because I know how much you love soccer, and you got Senior Babe Ruth, and that begins to be a real challenge for you scheduling wise, and also now keeping your body in a place where it can stay conditioned for it.
Yeah, it's definitely hard on my body sometimes, just because I catch all the time. But you know, it has helped me prioritize, and so I'm happy about that.
Last year, I thought your hitting really, you always have been a good contact hitter, but I really thought your hitting really stepped up. And, where do you think that's going this year?
Well, I've gotten bigger, unfortunately, but I think that's helped a little bit. So.
Bigger. Well, you certainly are stocky and strong, but talk about this team as a whole. You know, you're going in your senior year. You know, what are those things that you guys as seniors really talk about? Because I know you got to be laying out those goals and those expectations.
We just talk about having the state tournament in mind when we're in the facility and doing drills that we've done 100 times before. That we just. If we keep on doing them, then we can get to the state tournament and regionals.
I like that goal and outlook. Gabe Gravert, one of the star seniors on this Albia senior Babe Ruth and baseball senior baseball team. We're going to move over to Austin Luce. Austin, buddy, it just seems like yesterday you kind of moved into this program, and now you are one of the leaders in the program.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. It's been a great move, though. Probably the best decision of my life to come up here.
Well, let's talk some baseball. You know, I got to know you over the years through Babe Ruth when you were younger and watching you play, and you have a real passion and love for the game of baseball.
Yeah, it's just something I really enjoy doing, and I just like being out there with friends, and baseball's a great game.
You're one of those guys on the team that's really versatile and you play in multiple places, and you'll do some pitching and play some first base, and I don't know, they'll probably stick you about any place, but I think that's one of the keys to this team is that you got guys that can fill in all kinds of places.
Yeah, just like Coach was saying earlier, we've got, like he said, 18 or 20 guys can play outfield and everybody can play infield. I just think any given day we could have about anybody playing anywhere and still compete against people.
Pitching-wise, how's the arm feeling, and how's that going?
I don't really know. I don't think I'm going to pitch this year. I don't know how else to put it, I guess. I was trying to sugarcoat it, but I'm just going to stick to fielding and try to hit and just contribute in those ways.
Well, what an outstanding year you had last year. I think that really helped put some – you always had confidence, and I don't mean that in an arrogant way, but you always had confidence. But the season you had last year probably had to help give you that a little extra confidence going into this year.
Yeah, definitely. We had a rough year as far as the high school season went, but going to Colorado was a lot of fun, and it was just a fun season in general, even though if the high school season was rough.
Well, congratulations on an outstanding career at Albia. It's hard to believe that the baseball will, of course, we're a little ways from high school baseball, but this is going to be a last go.
Yeah, it's going to be weird not having anything else to look forward to, but it just kind of puts things into perspective, and now you just have to put everything into the season, and hopefully it'll go well.
Austin Luce and the outstanding seniors. We'll move right along. Ethan Gray here. Ethan, ever since you were a little kid, baseball has been a love of yours.
Yeah, I've enjoyed baseball. I mean, I don't know. I just started. My parents got me started. My dad, I mean, he's just been a great teacher to me. I mean, he started me young, and I just really love the game.
Well, I think one of the keys to you is how fluid you are with your feet and being able to move and your range getting after the ball. And I think you like that part. I think you like going after and trying to chase the balls down the holes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty quick, I guess people say. Just a lot of footwork, and I just like to go get that ball.
Fluid is the way I describe your game. You're real fluid with your game, and able to make a strong throw to first. But batting, I tell you, one of the guys that is just absolutely a guaranteed contact hitter is you, and you really work on that, making sure you make contact.
Yes, I've been working on my form this year. I've changed my batting stance, and I'm hoping for even better than last year to help out my team and just really work on moving guys forward and just being reliable for my team.
Well, you guys, now you're seniors. In the past, you've always had really strong upperclassmen to look to, and they've been the guys that led the program, but now that's on your guys' shoulders.
Yeah, and I couldn't say this is a better guy as a group of guys to be seniors with. I mean, these guys have been with for a long time, and I'm feeling really good about this year.
Well, Ethan, you guys have lots of fun, and it'll be a great ride this year. I'm looking forward to watch you guys get out there and play around on the diamond.
I'm really looking forward to. I mean, I think we're gonna have a great season for senior Babe Ruth and high school too. I feel we have a good group of strong guys and. Who can play anywhere, like Luce said, I think it's going to be a fun year.
Well, that's it. That's three of your senior Babe Ruth baseball players. Get out and watch them, folks. But don't forget tonight, you got to get to the Eagles Club and help make sure these guys have all the equipment and tools they need. And as they get into the postseason, as they usually do, it helps make sure that they can get out and be a part of those type of experiences. What time tonight, Bill? Coach Leonard?
From 5 to 7, we'll be serving at the Eagles Club here in Alvia.
Free will donation. Bring your cash and help these guys out. We're going to take a quick time out. We're coming back. We're going to talk with the head coach of the William Penn Statesmen, NAIA Division II runner-up, William Penn Statesmen. What a ride they just went on. They stole the spotlight of national television and the national media, and we get him for a second right here in the hot seat. When we come back, Coach John Henry, don't go anywhere.
Your family's country adventure awaits at Country Inns and Suites. We'll welcome you with fresh cookies, complimentary breakfast, and invite you to read a book from our Read It and Return Lending Library.
Your stay in the country includes a large indoor pool, free hot breakfast, and convenient location near fantastic shopping and attractions. Country Inn and Suites, University Avenue exit, just off I-80 and 35 Des Moines.
So come and experience the country. Visit us online or call 800-456-4000 and book your next family road trip today. Because once you do, we're sure you'll be saying, I love this country.
What's the most important thing to look for when it's time to upgrade your baler? Fast starts, great-looking bales, and a dedicated dealer who specializes in hay. At Bowser Equipment Incorporated, we carry the Super M series balers from Vermeer. This top-of-the-line baler handles everything from high-moisture alfalfa to dry straw. It has real-time bale weight and moisture sensors and three-position bale formation feedback for high-density square-shouldered bales every time. Super balers and super pricing from the Vermeer Hay Specialist at Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Albia. Call 641-932-7838 today.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Hi, welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5. Sitting next to a runner-up national championship game qualifier, the William Penn Statesmen. What a ride the statement just went on. And Coach John Henry sitting next to me. Coach, you know, if you look back just a year ago, you guys really backed into the, let's maybe say, some say backed into the tournament, and 1 year later, you steal the tournament. I mean, you really stole the eyes of not just local media, but national media as well.
It was a very fun ride. As you said, we were at large team last year, and that kind of set up what we did this year. And I don't know about stealing the spotlight or anything like that. When you're in that moment, you don't really know. That's for everybody else to tell us about, I guess, because we were in it. So, you know, you're playing five games in 7 days, and you hit a game winner at the buzzer, and there's people talking to you and cheering and yelling, and you get home and you see the bank sign outside, congratulations, Coach Henry and Statesmen, and all the well-wishers and Facebook and everything else. And it's just been a whirlwind. Just want to thank everybody, especially everybody from Albia and the surrounding communities that have, you know, said nice things and cheered and hugged their radios and kissed their TVs and said nice things. That me and my wife Maggie have been blessed and to have great people here in Albia just support us. So thank you to everybody.
Well, Coach, I know we kind of briefly talked about this, and I don't know if I did it on the air or off the air, but I got my broadcasting career kicked off. Broadcasting, the first broadcast I ever done was a William Penn Statesmen alumni basketball game, and no numbers on the jerseys, no roster. It was the worst possible scenario for me as a broadcaster, and it was not pretty bad. It was just flat out awful. But so was the attendance of the fans and William Penn basketball, and this is not to criticize or run down the program by no means in the past, but it went through a really, really dry spell there for winning. And you come in as head coach, and I'm not sure how many losing seasons, but it was a number of losing seasons. It was almost reminding me of the days before Hayden Fry came to Iowa. It was that many losing seasons. And you take over the helm, and young guy, now you find yourself just a few short years, you know, later, NAIA runner-up.
Oh, it was something. I actually was a player in that era, so I can blame myself, and I can talk about it freely because I was part of the problem as a player. I think as my junior year, we won 3 games. My senior year, we won 5. That's 8 if you're counting properly. And then this year, we go on a 14-game winning streak. lose a game and then follow that up with a 20-game losing streak before we lose again. And 18 straight losing seasons. I took over the team. We were 0-7. And we finished my very first year as the interim coach is 2-30. So to turn around and go 34-2 12 years later is amazing. And I couldn't ask for a better movie script. Like you said, there was nobody at the game. I mean, they were dumb enough to have you as their announcer. They must have stunk. I'm just kidding. But no, it was pretty low. Might have been one of the reasons why a 26-year-old got hired as head coach with 18 straight losing seasons, because you can't do any worse. But you know, now we travel, 1,200 people, 7 hours to Branson, steal a national spotlight. Two consensus first team All-Americans. We've had 10 players play professionally overseas. It'll be 12 after these two guys. And just a dream come true. And like I said, my wife and I, because she's the consummate assistant coach, she'll tell you she's the head coach. But we've been so blessed to have some great kids who work hard, who have great parents. And then all the people that have supported us, we've heard everything everybody said. It's impossible for us to go on Facebook and answer everybody's nice words. But just want to thank everybody.
Coach, those days of old, and they are days of old. I'd sit do the broadcast, and I'd have to tone my broadcast down because the players would be interacting with me, because there was nobody in the stands, and they could hear everything I was saying. So, what a ride it's been on, and I think this has to really help. The program has been on the upswing. There's no doubt about that. You don't get the 34 wins and NAIA runner up and not be doing some things right. And we talk about the recruiting, but certainly this has to. To really give you a boost, not just to maybe in your own arm to make you get that extra hop and go out in the recruiting process, but certainly opening the doors parents around the country.
Oh, yeah. Recruiting is always a tough thing. But we even had a young man in yesterday that was a good player. And, you come back from Branson, you want to take a break, maybe catch your breath. We had a stud in yesterday from Minnesota. Hopefully we can get 6'6", silky smooth shooter that can jump out the gym. Hopefully a replacement for Taylor Stoutner. But recruiting. It's a grind and a process. We've got a couple of verbal commitments from a couple of big guys. Hopefully we get the kid from yesterday and just keep at it. Got a young man out of a tunnel we got signed to. But just keep at it. Hopefully we can keep this thing rolling. Somebody asked me, what's your encore? Well, yeah. You go 34-2, the expectations for next year need to be probably mellowed a little bit. I mean, what are you going to do, go 35-1 or 36-0? Yeah. Announcers like you would say that. But, I think we'll be very good next year. A million things can go right for you and not go 34-2. But we'll be very good next year. I would predict that we'd be one of the top two teams in our league and probably ranked in the top 20 preseason. But a miracle like this past year doesn't happen very often, and it was a fun ride.
So many things to avoid in a season like this. The injury bug, one bounce of the ball the wrong direction. Just little things can. You went 20 games last year and maybe had as good of a team and still feel like you had a really good season. But 34-2 is a pretty special year, and I'm not gonna say that. I told you on the phone the other day that this is not gonna be your first. It may be your first time in that game, but it's not gonna be your last time, and I really expect that. I think one of the things you're gonna face, Coach Henry, is that you're gonna face in the recruiting battles. People talking about, well, hey, look, he's going to be moving on. He's done all these things. He's going to be moving on. You're going to be facing that. I know it.
I've been getting that a lot lately, and I'll just say, publicly that I'm going nowhere. My wife can't drive in Des Moines, let alone, Davenport or Minneapolis or Los Angeles or wherever. We've had some feelers about other jobs and stuff, but my son loves Albion, and he gets mad whenever I talk about possibly leaving. My daughter she don't care. She'd move to Canada. I mean, anything new is good for her. But no, we're not going anywhere. As long as William Penn will continue to give support and the resources that I feel the program needs, and we're headed in the right direction. We don't have an announcer like you. I'm just kidding. Then I'll stay. I love it here, and I couldn't imagine going anywhere else. And after what we've built and the relationships we have and all the former players believing, I just couldn't imagine walking away from it now for what I would consider greener pastures. I mean, home is where you make it, and you know, I just love the program so much. I mean, where else, a small college, can you get at a Final Four game, you've got an NFL football player and a four-star general in your locker room? I mean, Tyler Sash from Oskaloosa bought all of our guys new practice gear for one practice.
Wow.
I mean, we had one practice in between the Final Four and the championship game. And then four-star general Tommy Franks gave the pregame speech before the Sweet 16 game, and he was at every single game, stayed in our hotel. You know, these are... You can't write the things that happened, you know, the last second shot and you know, the two teams that we blew out, I thought were the two best teams we played down there. And then we lose the championship game. We only score 59 points. We're averaging 98. Yeah, I mean, it was just nuts and just incredible. Every day there was a parade or a pep rally. Just Penn pride was alive. And I can't tell you, I mean, I know this is this. I think this is the third time I brought it up, but I can't tell you how much love and support me and my wife felt from people from Albia. I'm not going to mention even one name because I know I'll forget somebody, but there was just so many people that were texting me, calling me, Facebooking me or my wife, or just straight up coming down to the games. I mean, from Marty Hermson to Gina Krall, the Goodlows, there were just so many people from Albia that were just reaching out and genuinely cared, that it really touched our hearts.
Well, Coach, people do care about you and your family, and you know, you guys have made everybody proud here in Albion, and I know that the town was quiet on Tuesday night because everyone was home. But if they had it on the TV, they get it on the TV. If not, they were listening on the radio, and you made everyone proud here. And Coach, we just want to thank you so much for bringing some spotlight to Southern Iowa, which helps everybody. But thank you, Coach, for spending some time with us over the years of visiting with us about your basketball program.
I just want to make sure I mention Josie Krall and Zach Hutt being Albia graduates. Being on our coaching staff, sitting on the bench for the entire national tournament, both have meant so much to me. You know, I tell my coaching staff, there's not one detail that's too small, whether it's doing the laundry or sweeping the floor or drawing up a championship-winning play. Everybody on our staff is expected to do anything to help the team prepare and perform. And Josie being the only female assistant in the national tournament at the NAIA level, just a great story for her. She took it really hard. Zach, being his first year as a varsity assistant, just took off running. The guy was incredible, doing whatever I asked him to do, whenever I asked him to do it. Both are from great families, and both are Blue Demons, and I just want to make sure that I recognize them.
Coach John Henry, NAIA Division II runner-up national championship, and the ESPN, CBS Sports, and he stole the hearts of all of our community right here, as we were so proud of the performance there. And they'll be on the recruiting trip making some new connections, and I'm looking forward to many, many more outstanding seasons from the William Penn Statesman. Let's take a quick time out, come back. We're going to talk some more March Madness as we get Tom Caker on the line. Then Paul Clark's going to join us, and we're going to find out if the Hawks and Cyclones are going to get themselves into the tournament as we move along here at the corner of 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Yeah.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The highly trained tax professionals at H&R Block are here when you need them. They have the most up-to-date tax knowledge and will work closely with you to review any changes to your life, changes in the tax code, or changes in the healthcare reform that could impact your taxes.
Rest assured that your tax professional will leave no stone unturned to make sure that you get all the credits and deductions you deserve.
Not only will we prepare the return, we'll give you the H&R Block maximum refund guarantee. That means you'll get the largest refund you're entitled to, or your tax preparation is free.
Also included with your tax return, H&R Block will provide a free tax and health care review, a written analysis that shows whether you appear eligible for a health insurance subsidy, and your estimated cost for coverage and tax impact if you don't have coverage.
So stop in or schedule an appointment today. At H&R Block, we live and breathe taxes, so you get every dime you're due.
If you didn't finance your auto loan at Community First Credit Union, now is your chance. Bring us your auto loan and we'll pay you up to $100 cash. Plus, we'll give you 0.5% APR off your current auto loan rate. Hurry, stop by your local branch or go to c1stcu.com to refinance today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
The Super Bowl, the Cyclones, and the NCAA's road to the Final Four. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5, back to the Coach's Corner. All right, all you Cyclone junkies, I've got your Dr. Feelgood on the line. Paul Clark from CycloneReport.com is joining us. And Paul, a difficult game yesterday, Kansas getting the win 88-73, but the Cyclones made a little name for themselves down at the Big 12 tournament, and I got to think that they're locked to get in.
Yeah, that was, I thought that was the most important part of the weekend for Iowa State. The most important point of the Big 12 tournament was to get that first win over Oklahoma, just to remove any doubt whether or not Iowa State was a tournament team. I think had Iowa State lost the first round game with Oklahoma, I'm not sure that that means it's out. It could have still been in the tournament. But certainly by beating Oklahoma, Iowa State made sure that it was in the NCAA tournament. Anything after that would have been great, of course, from a Cyclone perspective, but it was going to be gravy a little bit. There was so much buildup about the third matchup with Kansas and Iowa State trying to get revenge, but Kansas, after a slow start last night, played awfully well, and the Jayhawks were just a better team.
Well, you know, we've seen a lot of amazing comebacks for the Cyclones, but I don't know if I remember one such a quality opponent as Oklahoma that we witnessed just the other day. That was one of the best comebacks of all time.
Well, yeah, and it was such a 180 because Iowa State had really struggled so much to score the basketball, plain and simple. through the first, 32 minutes of the ball game. Iowa State, A, struggled to score the ball itself, and B, struggled to stop Oklahoma a little bit. And then that media timeout with 7:42 to go or whatever it was, after that, Iowa State outscored Oklahoma 25-6 down the stretch. So after scoring 48 points in 32 minutes, they scored 25 points in 8 minutes. And so that's just such a quick turnaround. And they also really clamped down on Oklahoma defensively, just giving up 6 points there over the last 8 minutes. So that was a game where it was just about the time where you started to think, oh, it's just not going to happen today. And sure enough, they came out of that timeout. And when they got to the under four media timeout, they had tied the game at 60. So it was really that stretch in between those two media timeouts, the under eight to the under four, Iowa State went on a 12-0 run, and that was really when they changed the game.
Well, I think the final 8 minutes really changed the entire season, because losing that contest would have put them on the outside, maybe on the bubble a little more. But the media and people, they remember what happened last, and the way the Cyclones looked in the early part of the game, that I think that really would have shaped into the minds of the selection committee, and I think it would have kept them from getting in.
Well, it certainly could have. I think Iowa State would have been right on the proverbial bubble, and even had it gotten into the tournament, probably a better than 50-50 chance that it would have been in one of those play-in games on Tuesday night in Dayton. Well, that's great, and you make the tournament, and there are actually some pretty interesting ball games on that Tuesday night, some good matchups, but it's real hard to win that game and then turn right around and be ready to play again in 2 or 3 days in your next matchup. And, oh, by the way, if you're a 12 seed and you happen to win your play-in game, then you've got to turn around and play a 5 seed just a couple days later. And obviously a 12 versus 5, that 12 team is up against it as it is. Add in the fact that you've had to play a game and the other team hasn't, and it makes it awfully tough to bounce back and turn around and have any hope of winning that game. I don't know what the stats are as far as teams winning a play-in game and then turning around and winning their next one. I think VCU did it a few years ago, but that's the only one that comes to mind. That's a pretty tough assignment.
We're talking to Paul Clark, CycloneReport.com, and if you're a Cyclone fan, that is where you have to go. I'm telling you, folks, Paul does a great job there, and if you're a Cyclone junkie, he is your Dr. Feelgood. But hey, Paul, as we close in on the selection committee, I think it's gotten even more difficult over the last several years to really get a feel of the seeds and where we think a team might be. But where do you think the Cyclone team is going to get seed-wise?
Now I'm kind of thinking that they're a natural 11 seed. The tournament committee has the leverage to move a team up or down one line in order to satisfy the different rules that they have. There's a rule that you can't play someone from your conference until the Sweet 16. You can't play another team in your conference until the Sweet 16. They try to avoid rematches if they can early on. So the tournament has a little bit of leverage in terms of moving a team up one or down one, and sometimes the bracket will come out and you'll see a team be seated a 9 or whatever, and everybody will think, oh, no, they shouldn't have been any better than a 10. Well, they might have been a 10 by the book, but they had to be moved up to a 9 to make the whole bracket fit together. So I think Iowa State's a natural 11 as it stands right now. It's tough because what everybody else is doing also impacts where your seat is. Nobody is competing in a vacuum, and so what happens around the rest of the country could also impact where Iowa State is. But I guess I'm feeling an 11 right now, which means it could show up as a 10, or it could get bumped down and also still be a 12. But in that case, I don't think it would be a play-in 12. I think it would still make it into the second round, if you will.
We're talking to Paul Clark, CycloneReport.com. I know all eyes are on March Madness around the round ball, but spring football's in the air, Paul. And before we get to spring football, let's talk a little bit of wrestling real quick, because there's a lot of concern around the wrestling community that maybe some changes need to be taking place up at Iowa, up at Ames.
As far as wrestling goes?
Yes.
Yeah, and it was just announced this past week that Coach Jackson has signed a contract extension. So You know, early in the season, if I was a betting man, I probably would not have bet on Coach Jackson. But Iowa State ramped up throughout the course of the regular season in wrestling. They picked up some decent dual wins towards the end of the year. So it was definitely a team that ramped up and got better. And I guess, you know, my interpretation was that the Cyclones showed enough improvement this year, and they showed enough promise and enough potential for the future, considering how many underclassmen are wrestling, that the Iowa State administration decided to go ahead and give Coach Jackson that vote of confidence and give him a contract extension. But what that's really important for, of course, is recruiting. That way a coach doesn't have any sort of lame duck albatross hanging around his neck, and excuse me, and he can go out and recruit and reassure prospects that he's going to be there for a while. So that's what Coach Jackson has working for him now, and certainly getting out and doing better in recruiting is going to be a big part of his job as he tries to keep building the program back up to where it was.
Well, talking spring football, Iowa tried to make a big splash with Brian Ferentz tweeting out and announcing that they're going to be practicing or doing a spring practice up there in West Des Moines. I imagine that got the ire of the Cyclone fans and the Cyclone coaching staff.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did a little bit. I mean, shoot, I think it's a good idea from an Iowa perspective to come in and have a session in Central Iowa, where obviously there are a lot of Iowa fans, and to try to maybe slow down a little bit of the progress that Iowa State's making in the Des Moines market, if you will, for the casual fans, for the fans that aren't necessarily diehard Cyclones or not necessarily diehard Hawkeyes. Those are the fans that both of the colleges are kind of competing for, if you will. Most college fans they're diehard, and that's really kind of a true statement. Nothing's going to change a true Cyclone fan into a Hawkeye fan and vice versa, but it's those casual fans. They paid for tickets just the same, and so from a sell the tickets perspective and get the people to watch on TV, those casual fans are pretty important. So it's good marketing for Iowa, as far as I'm concerned, and they're doing it on the same day as Iowa State's spring game. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a shot across the bow, I guess, but you can certainly understand why Iowa would want to do that.
Well, Paul, you talk about diehard fans, and both Hawks and Cyclones got them, and you've got an amazing site, CycloneReport.com, it's a place to go to. But you get a lot of free content on there. But I really, it's getting that that subscription, and I think that's a great gift. You think about giving an Easter present or a Father's Day's coming up. It's a great idea, and so the Cyclone fans can really stay connected to the program.
Well, I really appreciate you saying that. And, yeah, this is my 11th year of publishing Cyclone Report, which is like 100 in internet years. So it's something I've been doing for quite a while, and we certainly try to appeal to the well-read Cyclone fan that wants a little bit more than they're going to find just in regular media. And we do have a gift subscription mechanism set up. So for the ladies that might be listening this morning, this is kind of sexist of me to say that they're not a fan and their husband is. But if that's the case, great gift idea, yeah, for Father's Day, for Christmas, whatever the case may be, buy your guy a subscription to Cyclone Report.
Well, Paul, have a great one. We'll be visiting with you as the Cyclones find out where they're headed to and get that seating. And I know they're locked in now after that big win just a couple of days ago against Oklahoma. And I think they got a nice team put together there, and they're a type of team that can make a deep run.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And it is. I think if Iowa State's shooting well, they're a team that nobody's going to want to face in the tournament. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Paul Clark, CycloneReport.com. Cyclone fans, he is your Dr. Feelgood. You got to get in and really check it out, folks. It is a fabulous site, and you're going to get information about the Cyclones that it'll take the newspapers and to print about a month later. And Paul Clark does a great job of covering the Cyclones for you. We're going to take a quick timeout. Come right back here to Corn 34 and 5, March Madness in the air. We're going to talk about Stump the Chumps here in just a second. When we come back, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The Super Bowl, the Cyclones, and the NCAA's road to the Final Four. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country KIIC.
Just a few short hours away from getting all the selections made for the NCAA tournament, and then it'll be your job to try to stump the chumps. And Jay Miller, are you ready, buddy? You've been getting all the books out and running the stats, and you're getting your Ouija board or whatever you do up there in Oskaloosa to prepare for the tournament?
My bookie in Vegas is helping me. Yes, that's right.
I don't even want to know what they're booking for you out in Vegas. No idea. Don't even want to know.
We're about ready. We bumped up our license this year to, our license was for 1,000 players online, and we hit that last year. So we've now got a license. The next size license was for 10,000. So I hope we do hit the 1,500 like you want to hit. But we're ready to go. And as soon as the seeds come out Sunday night, folks can go out and point and click. And even if you don't know anything about basketball, you just want to play along, play against the chumps, or play for the grand prize, you can get out to our website and do that real easy.
Yeah, it's such an easy app to go out and fill out. It takes, 3 minutes maybe to do it, for you probably less than a minute, but really easy to do. And that's one of the things I think the Murph's talked about over the years, is how easy and it is to do. It's free of charge, and it's really for a great cause.
Right. Well, this is your brainchild from 2008, if I'm not mistaken. And we've tied Community First in, as well as the Southeast Iowa affiliate of Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And everybody that plays online, a buck goes to the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure from C-First. Appreciate them stepping up and doing that. And so it's free to play, and yet on your behalf, they will make a payment to Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And you're right. It's just like your daughter said. I pick the teams that I either like the names or I like their uniforms. So sometimes you can do well with that.
Well, a lot of people have beat us with that methodology. But whatever it is, folks, get in and be a part of it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a kickoff Tuesday night, talk about our picks. Keith Murphy will be joining us as we'll broadcast live from C-First in Ottumwa.
Hey, real quick, our grand prize this year is from Mac Hardware over in Sheraton, the new Mac Hardware right next to CNC Cycle on Highway 34. Mac Hardware has put up this beautiful, over $500, in fact, Milwaukee tool set. The all new the lithium battery, and anyway, this thing is a honey.
With the honeydew list coming up for spring, buddy, this is the perfect combination
right. That's right. And that's first prize, and we've got a lot of other prizes as well. And check it out.
And just beating the chumps, that's a prize of itself. Have a great weekend, folks. Don't forget the Senior Babe Ruth spaghetti supper tonight. Stop by. It's free will donation at the Eagles Club. And if you have a young lady looking to play some softball and you haven't got her signed up yet, not too late. You can join them out at the hitting and pitching facility out at the Monroe County Sports Complex and get her signed up and ready to go. Thanks to Coach John Henry, NAIA runner-ups, national champs. What a season they had. Thanks to Bill Anderson. Tom Caker couldn't make it with us this morning, and we'll talk with him next week about the Hawks. And Paul Clark for stopping by, CycleReport.com. This is Jason Summers saying so long from the corner 34 and 5. You've been listening to The Coach's Corner.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
KIIC, Albia.
Thunder Country weather.
Good Saturday morning. The forecast is brought to you by the Ottumwa Regional Health Center, the regional hub for healthcare in Southeast Iowa. Mostly cloudy today with 41 degrees for the high. Overnight, our low will be 24. On Sunday, we have a slight chance of rain by afternoon with 40.